Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week. In comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Something, spoiler warning, rated R. I don't fucking know. I don't care anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell them how you really feel.
Fuck off.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com, and at Nerdy Boys Reviews on all that other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, we've been doing it for 2 years, and I still can't get this damn intro thing right.
No, it's all right.
You know?
No worries.
So, we're live on Periscope this week, not on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
This is just another reason, like Christian just said, follow us on all of our social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, because you'll get notifications, like on Twitter, you'd get the notification that we're live on Periscope and,
yep.
You know, Facebook Live, and Instagram Live.
Yeah, well, that shit, you know?
And all that good
jazz. If you guys are tuning in on Periscope or you're going to tune in, feel free to ask us some questions, do whatever you want over there, have fun,
yeah.
have a day of it. Whatever. So, I posted an article this week.
Oh my god!
On our website in the blog section.
How'd that go?
I thought it went fairly well. It's just
so did I. I mean, I disagree with you, of course, but you know, that's really just a conversation.
Yeah.
Not meant for the podcast at the moment.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in Star Wars and want my take on the comparisons with The Force Awakens and the original trilogy, you can go over to our blog section and check out that article. Leave a comment, a like if you liked it, or a fuck you if you didn't like it. I don't really care.
Or the occasional comment of, you know, you're just wrong.
Yeah, you're a disgrace. Yeah. Whatever you want to say, I don't know.
You dishonor your family.
Dude, I said, did you hear me say that last night?
Oh, yeah,
that was great.
That was awesome.
So for you guys who don't know, it's New Year's Day here in sunny California.
Sunny? What? Not sunny.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, it was sunny earlier.
It was.
Mildly sunny.
It's pretty cold, actually, outside.
It's pretty cold outside.
But it's 2017, guys.
It's 2017.
Welcome to the new year.
Happy New Year.
You know, happy New Year's. Hope everybody had a safe and great New Year's Eve.
Yes, we had a good New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
we
it was all right.
We went to my grandfather's and said hello.
Hello.
Had some fun over there, and then went to my friend's little get together he had. He was pretty mortal there, but you know, it
Let's
was a good
get
time.
Fucking mortal.
Yeah, we
Let's
had fun.
Get fucking
Scott
mortal.
And I really were the life of the party, just clowning on everybody.
Yeah,
making the whole place laugh. It was great. Thanks to our one viewer watching right now on Periscope. If you have any questions for us, feel free to throw us some questions or whatever. We'll answer them. We're the Nerdy Boys, by the way, for people on Periscope who don't know who we are.
Well, hopefully, you know, they read the description before they clicked on the link.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you you feel like you had a good New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it was pretty mint, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty mint.
Definitely.
Those birds were shit cracked, though.
That was pretty shite. Yeah. I didn't. Colton was good crack at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from what you could, you know, understand.
Him. Yeah. When he wasn't just saying things, like at one point he says to me, he's like, "Oh, it's all right. It's just in front of my sisters or whatever." And I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about, dude. It's all right. It's all right. I understand. I'm here for you, mate."
Yes, sir.
So, no, it was a great time.
Then you have some stories to
tell. I have a story to tell.
One story. Ooh.
A story from work. So yes. I will exclude all names and locations. But so I work at a boat place.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, right, came around like last week sometime, like on Tuesday. And he was told by one of our employees that he could, you know, he was trying to tell him it's 72-hour parking or whatever. The guy thought he could keep his boat on our launch dock for 3 days. And when he came back the next day, one of our employees went down there, and he said, "No, you cannot keep your boat there for 3 days. This is not a public facility." He's pretty much like, if you want to keep your boat overnight, it's $25 a night. The guy got all pissed off, came up to the office, started yelling at Jamal, and Jamal was like, he's like, well, I'm going to tell you what our policy is. And the guy was like, no, no, you're not going to. He's like, let me tell you. You're not going to honor your, what your employee told me. And he's like, let me explain to you our policy. He's like, no. Like, he wouldn't let Jamal talk. I shouldn't have said his name. But he wouldn't let my boss talk, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then so my boss started explaining the policy to him. And he's like, dude, you got to pay if you want to stay. And he's like, so it's just about money, huh? Like, yeah, dude, we're a fucking business. Of course it's about money. Fuck off. So Jamal was like, hey, dude, if you want to keep your boat, the front lot is 72-hour parking with a launch, right?
Yeah.
Dude kept his boat out there for 7 days. So my boss is like, well, we got to get it out of here, right? So he calls the tow company, and they come out to tow it. And they're like, oh, well, there's no VIN number on the trailer. We can't tow it. And he's like, well, that's shit. So he called the sheriff. And the sheriff said, well, it's on private property. We can't tow it. So they're, like, really trying to get it towed. And so he got the sheriff to get the VIN number off the trailer and get it to the tow company. And he got it towed. The guy came in, like, 2 hours later. He was like, I thought I had another day. And, like, my boss was acting like he didn't even know the guy. Like, he came in. He's like, where's my boat? He was like, which one is yours? Like, because, you know, we store boats, right?
Yeah.
Like, it could have been anybody. Like, he's like, do you store here? Like, he's playing dumb. He knew who the guy was, you know? Yeah. And, like, they were just in there, like, I don't know. They were being real passive-aggressive, you know? And you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love passive-aggressiveness.
He gave them, like, the address and the phone number of where the boat was. And then, like, his wife was like, oh, we were told this or whatever. And then Jamal's like, oh, who told you that? And then, like, she like, didn't really say anything. And then the guy was like, don't say anything. It doesn't matter. and wow. Then, like, they went to leave. She's like, have a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
It was terrible. I was nervous. I just thought it was funny that, you know. Follow the rules, guys. Follow the rules.
All right.
So, did you not enjoy my story?
It was interesting.
Did you find it lackluster?
It was interesting. It was interesting, to say the least. What about the pigeon incident?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing I want to talk about, right? It wasn't a pigeon. I don't know what it was. It was just some asshole
bird. Was
this
a seagull?
No, it was a black. It was like a magpie or some shit, dude. I don't know.
Was it a crow?
No. It was like a small blackbird that kind of looks like a dove that went through the ink bath or whatever. I don't know. It was a nasty ass fucking bird. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just again my fucking fettuccine Alfredo frozen dinner from right. Safeway. I'm like walking to my car, dude, and all of a sudden the fucking bird shits right on me. Fuck, dude, it was awful.
That's the best day of my life right there.
Like, I'm just walking in my car, dude, and all of a sudden I was like, right on my fucking arm. I was like, are you kidding me? And I have pasta in my hands. Like,
oh, fuck. Oh, dude. The way he told me, dude, like, because he told me this,
we were
a couple days ago.
We were at dinner. I was like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I got shit on by a bird today. He started laughing.
At first, it took a second to, like, realize it, though. Like, at first, I thought he was talking about, like, a girl rejected him, you know? And then I was like, oh, that sucks. But then, like, he's just, like, looking at me and I was like, oh, an actual version.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was dying, though.
Dude, I got back in the office. I was like, sorry, I'm not wearing my sweater, guys. I got shit on.
Oh, what a good time.
And Jamal, like, was, like, acting stupid. He was like, oh, just now?
Just now? Just now, really?
Yeah, dude, just now.
Dude, all right, so let me tell you about this, like, retarded thing that, like, literally just happened. Like, we were out and about doing some shopping at some, you know, stores at Target, right? And I'm wearing, you know, if you're looking at our Periscope video, you could see that I'm wearing a red Spider-Man's hoodie. And, like, I'm standing in line. I'm also wearing fucking, like, gray baggy fucking sweats and, like, some Nike fucking Free Runs or some shit like that. I forgot what they're called, but, yeah, anyways. Yeah. And also, I'm, like, standing in the self-checkout line, like, waiting to, you know, for it to be my turn. I'm just sitting there minding my own business trying to buy some shampoo. And then this lady who's just, like, comes up from behind me and she's like, excuse me, where's the baby registry? And I was just like, I didn't even know she was talking to me. And then I looked down, I'm like, oh, I'm wearing red. I guarantee she's talking to me. I look behind me and like, she's like, just like staring at me. I was like, I don't know. And then like fucking turned around and like, at the time I really didn't realize that like, you know, she was like, you know, trying to imply that I work there or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like looking down and I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, why didn't she ask me that? And then I was like, turn around. And she's still looking at me. And I was like, I don't work here. And she's like, oh. And she just like walked away all awkwardly. She didn't even say sorry or, oh, sorry, I thought you worked here. Like, and she's like, oh, I thought the red. And then that's all she didn't even complete her sentence. She's just like, oh, I thought the red. And then she just walked away. She's like, I'm not even done. I need to find this baby registry now. Dude, so, you know, like, dude, what the fuck? Who wears a fucking hoodie at work, first off? Who wears fucking goddamn Nike Free Runs at work that are all, like, tore up and, like, dirty looking and stuff? Because, you know, those are, like, my jogging shoes. And who wears fucking sweats to work? Like, what the fuck? There's context clues, people. Look at the full person.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Target, because that same thing happened to me, except I was wearing white.
Yeah, which is even more confusing. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, also, I was on the phone.
Yeah, like, what a cunt. Like, who does that?
Who does that?
Who does that?
Like,
dude, wasn't this supposed to be, like, the PG podcast?
No, Nicholas is going to be on our PG podcast.
Remember... Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're not gonna strain ourselves trying to make a PG podcast. You know what I'm saying? You wink it at the camera.
Yeah. Shut up.
Hey, baby.
So, guys, in case you guys are wondering, you know, because we've been, you know, just kind of talking or whatever, this podcast is just a news podcast. We're just going to, you know, tell you about, you know, the nerdy stuff that's happening in the world and stuff.
Yes.
And whatnot. And we just wanted to say Happy New Year's to you guys.
Happy New Year.
So, love it.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about, like, our cosplay plans for SAC Anime?
Oh, yeah. So, next weekend is SAC Anime. The
winter
first
edition.
Winter edition.
2017 or...
Yes, the first con of 2017, and we couldn't be more excited. It's going to be, like, the first con that we have, like, multiple costumes for. No, that's not true. But, like a lot of costumes for, you know? Because we have quite a bit now, you know? One can say we're, like, you know, almost pro at this point.
Yeah, we have a plethora.
We have a plethora. That's a funny word. Plethora.
Is it funnier than kumquat?
Nope. kumquat. That's funny. what a classic.
It's the best word.
Anyways. So, yeah, we have a bunch of them. You guys, anybody that's been following us, especially on our social media, you should already know we cosplay as Harry Potter students from, you know, the houses. I'm a Gryffindor student. Christian, he's a Ravenclaw. Sorry, bud. You're lonely in that one. Everybody loves the Gryffindors.
And like my sister usually goes as like a Slytherin, and my nephew will go as our Hufflepuff.
Yes, but the squad is now complete.
We're not adverse to including more house people who want to, you know, tag along with us. So if you guys also cosplay as Harry Potter students, feel free to find us and walk around with us. We can be roaming the halls of Hogwarts at cons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, most definitely. Very excited. Yeah, so you have a new cosplay that just finished.
What is it?
Tell us about it.
It's Spider-Man, because I love Spider-Man. But
tell me more.
It's an old Spider-Man.
Oh, yes. Tell me more.
Well, actually, it's just Spider-Man Noir, 1930s Spider-Man. It's really cool. Like, I managed to get some more different, like, color tones in there besides just black. So it's going to be fun, and I think it looks pretty good.
You have one more piece to do on it.
Yeah, I got to put the symbol on it. Yeah, hopefully I can get that done in time. I'm real excited about that, and I think that it'll hopefully people will get it, and it'll be a big hit. So.
Yes. We have our Deadpool costumes that we're going to try and attempt. What else do we have? I have my Quidditch. My Quidditch one is pretty much done.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, gonna It's going to be like the prototype of it, the first time I'm going to really do it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm pretty excited about doing a Quidditch player.
Yeah, you got your broom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a broom for Christmas.
Handmade.
Handmade one. You know, none of that fancy store-bought stuff. But, yeah, I'm going to be a Quidditch player and can't wait to cosplay as that. Going to be Christian got me the official Gryffindor robes for the Quidditch player. And then I also got some padding and stuff like that. Got like the cool helmet and goggles to go with it. It's going to be awesome. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
And like a little outside the box thinking, right? Yeah. Like maybe for a future con where we want to be lazy. We can always cosplay as Manchester United players now.
Yeah, no.
We have full kits.
We do have full kits.
So that's cool.
Swaggin'.
Swaggin'.
Swaggin' Baggins.
I'm Bilbo Baggins.
Dude.
Frodo Swaggins.
I'm Frodo Swaggins. Still in the works. We still have some cosplays in the works.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I also have my my Naruto character from the Akatsuki, you know, that I might break out this weekend. But in the works, still doing, like, season one Arrow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
pretty
definitely
excited about that. And then we have some plans for the future, but we can't tell you. It's classified, huh?
It's classified. You'll know when we know.
When we know, you'll know. So, and then when you know, we'll know.
Maybe. Something, I don't, fuck off.
Fuck off, man.
So, yeah, I'm real excited for that. Hopefully, if you guys are in the Sacramento area and you're going to Sac Anime, you know, reach out to us on our social media. Let us know you're there. We'll come find you, take pictures with you, whatever, you know. That's Nerdy Boys Review on Twitter. Check it out. Let us know. We also, if you guys aren't following us at all, check out our social media. We got some new shirts and stuff in yesterday.
Dude, sick.
And we've already had, like, a couple of, like, kind of requests for them. So if you guys are interested, we'll try to. We're working on getting, like, a good, like, mass production going to be able to sell or hand out or whatever. We can do raffles and giveaways and whatever for shirts and other Nerdy Boys merchandise if you guys are interested. If you're not interested, then we don't really care.
Yeah.
So I guess we should hop into the news. And
yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we should just finally hop into the news.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing. So we're going to get into the news.
This is the MBR News, live MBR Studios in Christian's bedroom. Christian, back to you.
Oi, oi. Thanks, mate.
No problems.
So I guess we're going to get right into this news. We're going to start with a bit of Marvel news. Thor Ragnarok is set to include Planet Hulk's Sakaar. It was confirmed quite a while ago that the upcoming Thor Ragnarok movie would be using elements from the fan-favorite Planet Hulk, but in the latest issue of Total Film via MCU Exchange, director Taika Waititi has confirmed that the planet Sakaar will be central to the film. Sakaar was just an insane, far-off, futuristic place, which was the biggest shift for the film and these characters, said the director, who, if you guys missed, was named Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi. Oh, hello, Waititi.
Sakaar in the Planet Hulk storyline was located next to the wormhole in space, resulting in the planet becoming home to refugees from other worlds and giving its gladiator games a host of different aliens to compete against each other. Waititi also confirmed.
Yeah, I'll pause to see if I need
that the visual style of artist Jack Kirby was a big influence on the film, saying, "I was really excited when Kevin and the rest of Marvel." Sorry. Jumped on board with the idea to use Kirby as a big influence in the design of the film. What's really hard is staying authentic. By the way, they like they said, they meant Jack Kirby, not the pink guy who sucks in air and flies.
Yes.
In Nintendo video games. So
it's good information there.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, I guess, about that. Yeah. You know, like Planet Hulk is pretty sick and all that.
I think it was like always expected that because Hulk was going to be in this, that they're going to do some sort of Planet Hulk theme.
Yes.
Of some sort or another. I mean, I don't think it's going to be like the main thing going on. But
no, I think we're made to assume that's where he's been since Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
That's where he flew off to in the shuttle.
Yeah.
Or the Quinjet afterward. He made it to Planet Hulk.
Assumingly so, Thor will probably rescue him from
Yeah, planet Hulk, he'll probably, Hulk or something? He'll probably have some assistance getting to that planet.
Yes, maybe. So, in other Marvel news, Doctor Strange will be back on the big string this November in Thor Ragnarok. So, more Thor and Ragnarok news. Although it's not entirely a surprise, given the end credit sequence of his own recent solo film, Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange is now confirmed to play a part in Marvel Studios' upcoming Thor Ragnarok. In a preview of what the company has to offer in 2017, Disney's official fan club, D23, highlights the Waititi film with the following description. Thor Ragnarok in November brings together Thor, the Hulk, and Doctor Strange to face off against the intergalactic baddies, both familiar and new. Whoa. Major spoiler alert. We warned you guys.
Yeah. We warned you. We told you there'd be spoilers.
Somewhat. So, as to how large a role Strange will play in the film, only time will tell. Hey, I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hulk and Strange do have quite a comic book history together, having teamed alongside Namor to form the original Defenders in 1971. A very different Defenders lineup is slated to hit Netflix later this year. That had nothing to do... What?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's happening, guys?
But yeah, obviously you guys probably should have known if you saw Doctor Strange that he was going to be in this film.
Yeah, I mean, given the credit scene, obviously he was going to be in this film. I thought it had more or less to do with what happens to Loki after Avengers.
Yes,
what happens to Loki after the Avengers, you know, but all this timey-wimey stuff, you know, it's very confusing how and when everything is sequenced in Marvel at the moment, because they haven't like clearly laid it out.
Yes.
I know we went over it a couple weeks ago, like maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah, it's like it's all pretty much where it's supposed to be now, but like when it first started, it was way off, like ultra confusing.
But like Doctor Strange takes place like before some things happen, right? I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up, but yeah, it's I don't know. Anyway, I think I grabbed the wrong bit of news here because there was a follow-up to this, but I'll read this anyway and tell you the follow-up. So a Ryan Reynolds Deadpool cameo was rumored for the upcoming Logan. They speculated we might be seeing the Merc with a Mouth on the big screen a lot sooner than originally thought. According to The Wrap, Ryan Reynolds has filmed a Deadpool cameo for the James Mangold film. Specifics naturally have not been revealed, but the outlet claims that Deadpool 2 director David Leitch directed the segment and goes on to speculate that the Deadpool cameo will run during Logan's post-credits. However, they came out and said, Ryan Reynolds came out, the director came out, everybody came out and said, it's not true.
Sick. So, good to know.
Yeah. Would you want to see Deadpool in Logan in any way,
shape,
or form?
No.
All right.
Not in this film. Maybe like if it was a different film, sure, but not in like the elements of what's going to happen in the Logan movie. I just don't see it fitting, really.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a little bit... I mean, it was very far-fetched. I mean, they did mention he would be in the post-credit scene or whatever, but, I mean, even then, it's like, why? Like, yeah. Whatever.
What does the movie have to do with that, you know?
Yeah. All right, so Forrest Whitaker to voice Saw Gerrera on Star Wars Rebels. Academy Award-winning actor Forrest Whitaker, who stars as Rebel Freedom Fighter Saw Gerrera in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, will join the cast of the hit animated series Star Wars Rebels, which is set in a time period just prior to the events of Rogue One. Whitaker will reprise his roles as Saw Gerrera, providing the voice of the character as he makes his debut on Ghost of Genesis Part 1 and 2. Premiering Sunday, January 7th, in the time frame of 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Disney XD. Check out. There was a clip apparently about it. So Forrest Whitaker said. Dave Fioli says it's an incredible honor to have Forrest Whitaker play Saw in Rebels. Forrest did a great job at capturing Saw in the way that it is a bit mad, a bit crazy, a bit afraid, but also a bit sympathetic. He sees something coming, but no one will take action before it's too late. The character of Saw Gerrera was first introduced in the TV series Star Wars Clone Wars in 2008 through 2015 as a guerrilla fighter for his home planet. Created by George Lucas, Saw received training from the Jedi Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Ahsoka Tyone?
Tano.
And served as an early harbinger of the Rebel Alliance, an assortment of desperate groups coming together to fight for a common cause.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. Forrest Whitaker was great.
He was great.
He was great. He was spectacular, dude.
A lot of people complained that like his role was so short and like it was so short-lived that was like one thing that really bothered him. But I thought they spent just the perfect amount of time. Yeah. With the character, and you know,
and if you guys want more, go watch Star Wars The Clone Wars and then watch Star Wars Rebels when that episode comes out. Clone Wars is actually a very good series, guys, so just go watch it. All right,
yeah, I might even have to check it out myself.
Yes, so the full Justice League movie cast has been revealed. Warner Brothers has revealed the full Justice League cast, like I just said. The lineup includes Ben Affleck as Batman, Henry Cavill as Superman, Amy Adams as Lois Lane, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Ezra Miller as The Flash, Ray Fisher as Cyborg, Willem Dafoe as Noidus Volko, Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, Jeremy Irons as Alfred Pennyworth, Diane Lane as Martha Kent, Connie Nielsen as Queen Hippolyta, and J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon. While not in the official Justice League movie cast list just released by the studio, it is expected that Ciaran Hinds will play Steppenwolf, and Amber Heard will appear as Mara, and also Kiersey Clemons will appear as Iris West. Sure, Justice League.
I mean, you know, Justice League and things, and okay, who cares? We already know all those people are going to be in there. I don't know why it's an official news piece.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel a little better about Ezra Miller as The Flash now because, you know, he's just like a fan like us, you know? He's like all nerdy and shit. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, based off the video skit.
Yeah. But, you know.
It was hilarious, but I don't even know. Like, I really didn't even care for his character in Fantastic Beast.
He's no Grant Gustin, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is no Grant Gustin. Hashtag Team Grant. Let's get it.
Team Grant.
Bruh.
So, yeah. Sad news time.
So. Did it again, boys. No, seriously, though. Carrie Fisher passed away this last week. Yep. Yeah, man.
She's obviously best known for playing Princess Leia in the Star Wars films. And all her kind of castmates and everybody from the original Star Wars sent out very very consoling and heartfelt messages about her passing. It was very, very comforting to see. If you guys... you can go to superherohype.com. They have a full article on it with, you know, things from Mark Hamill, from Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca, from Kenny Baker, he passed away as well this past year. Warwick Davis, who played Wicket, the Ewok.
Yeah.
Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, and everybody that was, you know, that's still alive that was in those films had some nice to say. So
yeah, you know, like another thing I seen earlier today on Facebook was you know, there's a Star Wars MMO game out there at the moment, and a lot of people like gathered together in the game to memorialize her inside the game and stuff, and I don't know, I thought it was like kind of cool to share that. And She did more than, you know, just Princess Leia. I mean,
she was in a load of things.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, she single-handedly, you know, made the tissue industry boom since the 70s.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Maybe that was terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a little terrible. I'm sorry, guys.
She was a lot of people's first love. You know, a lot of people's first crush, things like that. But, no, she was an author, a great author. She was a comedian. Carrie Fisher was a brilliant person. She had her own problems. Of course, everybody does, which might have been what led to her passing, which is unfortunate. But it's going to be sad, you know, watching episode 8 now because she obviously isn't alive anymore. But she had completed filming on episode 8. That has been confirmed. It feels like, you know, like for big Star Wars fans, it feels like you've almost lost someone that you knew. Like you didn't have to know her to know that what you felt is real, you know?
Yeah.
So it is very sad. It's devastating to a lot of people. We'll mourn her, but, you know, life goes on for us still alive. I'm very excited to see episode 8 later this year. I don't know what they're going to do. You think that they'll do some CGI scene where she gets killed, or
possibly and maybe that might have already been like part of the plan.
Yeah,
which, oh man, like, dude, even like, what if, like, what if that is like part of the movie? Like, dude, a lot of people might just like freak out at that idea, you know what
yeah.
I mean, of like killing somebody that, like just like so iconic that just died in real right. life, you know what I mean? Like, what if, like, that was a part of the plan to, like, you know, because they killed off Han Solo.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, the only, you know, two left, really. Or, I mean, obviously there's more left, but, you know, Carrie Fisher. Martin. I mean, Leia, I mean, she's, you know, still in the cinematic yeah. universe or whatever of Star Wars. And maybe they had planned to have her pass as well. And maybe that... You know, maybe that's their homage to her, is saying that she passed away after yeah. the news of Han dying.
Or maybe she'll pass peacefully of old age or something in the film, and they'll do like a beautiful funeral, like memorial sequence for her or something.
I could definitely see that happening, like
similar to what they did for Padme in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
crazy. It's
gonna be tough.
Going to be a tough one. So. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's very sad. It's very unfortunate. Her mom passed away the day after, which is even sadder.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, her mom was Debbie Reynolds. You know, for people around our age, you remember Halloween Town. She was
yeah.
the grandma.
Yes.
So that was very sad as well. And then, I mean, just people kept dying in 2016. It was a terrible year for celebrities. Shocked the world. But... Hopefully you guys take heart and you're grateful for your own lives and the things that you have, and realize that, you know, just because it was bad for other people, could have been a great year for you still.
Yep. All right. I think that's all the news that we have for you guys this week. Sorry, it's a short podcast this week. We're thinking maybe we could do an old movie review. We're going to post it on Twitter to leave it up to you guys to, you know, decide what movie we're going to podcast about. We'll come up with, you know, me and Christian will discuss it, and then we'll come up with four options. Whatever gets the most votes, obviously, that's what we'll do. We'll run it, post it tomorrow, and it will run for 3 days,
yeah,
giving us ample time to watch it and, you know, take notes and be able to fully discuss the movie. So be on the lookout. Just another reason for you guys to be following us on Twitter, talking about following us on social media. Go follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, follow us on Snapchat. Make sure you guys are checking out our website, for, you know, updates on the website, you know, such as in the blog section. Christian always has his weekly buy list that he posts, and he reviews comics as well on there. So
just check all that stuff out. Did you want to talk at all about our scheduling plans for the upcoming year, as far as, you know, we've talked about a little bit, you know, with all the new shows coming out and what we're going to review, what we're not going to review, and things like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into that at all? Just kind of like,
yeah, I do. Well, there's just one thing. We're going to be dropping a show that we currently do. It won't be anything from the CW, obviously. But it's going to be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This is a piece of news that we actually should have had. But
it's from a different site. I think someone else put it out and they follow up.
So basically this was a deciding factor that we weren't sure if we were going to do it or not, but now we definitely are going to do it. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we won't be podcasting about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. It's not that we don't love the show, because we absolutely do. It's just there's more and more shows coming out, and we just have to decide how we want to allocate our time.
Yeah.
And this was a show that came out that's just not on the same level that the rest of the shows are on. And that's even saying, you know, for Legends, and, you know, they're pretty neck and neck, but, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is just lacking.
And the fact that it's on so late as well, like it's like 10 o'clock time and we go to bed early, and then having to watch it every weekend, you know, like finding the time to do that and still podcast and do whatever else we need to do is too much sometimes. So
yeah. So a piece of news came out this week that due to budget reasons, ABC Studios decided to cut Ghost Rider out of the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Even possibly for good. Who knows? I think the director or one of the studio heads, I don't know who said it exactly because I don't have the article in front of me, said that it's just
too expensive.
It's just too expensive, basically. Yeah. And due to where they left the story last time with Ghost Rider and being he was taken down to hell and we don't know when he'll come back, mm-hmm. it is kind of like that perfect timing just to let the character go if they're going to let him go. So, I mean, at least we got some sort of resolution to him. And so now you guys know that you guys won't be seeing Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. And definitely, you know, so we're not going to get too much more into, you know, that show at all. You know, here and there, if something really badass happens on that show, we might bring it up and talk about it a little bit. But other than that, we're not going to really review that show anymore.
Yeah. I mean, and we already had a discussion earlier this week just between you and I about how it's kind of, we feel like the show's kind of lost its way. It's no longer really Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore.
Yeah. It's Inhumans of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And it's kind of, you know, I don't know. It's kind of really gone downhill in my opinion. Like,
agreed.
Even last season with Hive, like there were good parts of it, but like overall, it wasn't a great season.
Not at all.
Like, I mean, the Inhuman storyline they did in season two was good, but then to keep continuing with that through the next two seasons is unnecessary. You know?
Yeah. Now they overhauled it.
So, it's just something like, a lot of, like, we were talking about a couple shows and, like, oh, well, we drop it at the end of the season or whatever. Like, because Agents ended on their arc just ended, it's like there's no reason to start the new arc and keep talking about it and then end it there. We're just going to stop talking about Agents from this point on. I mean, obviously, like you said, we'll still mention it from time to time if something great happens or, you know, you need to check it out or something.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be on our weekly review schedule.
I think there's one other one that we talked about. Just because it's just too hard to podcast about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like it's such a good show.
It's really like, we're like, it's really good or nothing happened. Yeah. Like that's like our usual discussions about that show. You know?
Yeah. Do we want to let them know?
Yeah, we can.
So at the end of, season two of Lucifer, we're more than likely going to drop it. It's not for sure yet. And it's nothing to the show. It's just, it's not as podcastable for us, as per se, like, you know, whatever happens on the CW or some of our other nerd shows, you know, it's just, it was a good episode, you know, and it's so much harder to go into the discussions about that show. So as a team, we decided, we need to cut some shows to make room for some of the other shows like Riverdale and, you know, possibly Krypton,
Legion. And we're still not sure if we're even going to fully talk about those yet. We're gonna have to see what happens. Like with Riverdale, it's like it doesn't really tie in with the rest of stuff, but it's like it could still just be an amazing show that we need to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe like I think for sure we'll talk about the pilot of all those shows, and if it just doesn't hold up, we might just, that you know, tell you check it out or don't check it out.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we'll see what happens, but that looks like kind of our schedule for the next year, with all these new shows coming out and whatever. So let us know what you guys think. Like, you know, we value your criticisms and opinions. So,
yep.
Also along that line, check us out everywhere we are, iTunes and Podbean and Stitcher and Google Play, and leave us a review. And
we're also on Libsyn.
Yeah, yeah. Rate us, review us, share us, do whatever you want with us. Just do something with us.
Have your way with us.
Yeah, something, you know. But yeah, please check us out on all those stuff. Tell your friends, you know. Also a big shout out to our friend Serena.
Yes.
You can check out her video game streams on Twitch.
Yes. I'm pulling up the link right now.
Yeah, I think
sorry.
It's CHII star, or yeah. Maybe there's just one I.
Yeah, it's twitch.tv/ CHIISTAR. So
yes.
Chai star.
With two eyes.
With two eyes.
So check her out. She does like Dark Souls, right? And she does like other.
She does like a lot of like MMO type games,
PC Master Race stuff. So if you're into all that and you like watching video games and Twitch and all that, please go check her out. She is amazing. She's a great lass.
Yeah, she does. You know, a lot of like new release games and stuff. She does World of Warcraft. She does like Heroes of the Storm, I believe. Some other stuff. And yeah, she was doing Dark Souls when that first came out.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched the stream in a while, but definitely intend to check it out next time she's streaming. I know she does it like a couple days a week, usually more towards the weekend. So definitely go check out her streams. Also, along with shouting people out, shout out to the Nerd Variety Show podcast, our friends out in Virginia, right?
Virginia.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll get a podcast with us collaborating with them soon. We have to kind of work out those details still, but... Yes. Now that the holidays have passed, there might be some more time.
Yes, yes. Make sure you guys go check out their podcast. As far as I know, they're on podbean.com. I don't know any other thing that they're on. They have a Facebook and a Twitter page. Go follow them on there. Go interact with us. Go interact with them. And, you know, if you listen to our podcast and, you know, we told you about them, let them know that. Say, hey, the Nerdy Boys sent us to come check out your content.
Yeah, I do know they are also on iTunes.
Oh, they are, yes.
So, yeah, and then also Reality Comics, social media for nerds, so realitycomics.com. Check that out as well. And for our friend Serena, please be respectful on her stream.
Yes.
There have been people that have not been respectful, and that's not okay.
Don't be fucking tryhards, all right? Seriously.
You should respect everybody who
we'll
streams
find
and
you.
Does it. So, yeah. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks for... tuning in, thanks to everybody that we shouted out, because you guys are all great to us, so we have to be great to you.
Yes, if we must.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh. If we have to.
No, seriously, we do love you. So, did somebody say something to us?
I think so. Did you say something, person?
Say it again. Tell me what you said. Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, but we also do hope to do like more, like maybe plan something to where we get like a little get together with some viewers or whatever, and like have you guys ask us questions or whatever, and we can just have fun discussions through, you know, live streaming as well, so that, you know, it's not just, you know, us talking to each other and you guys watching. Like, we can communicate with you as well, you can give your input and have fun discussions that way. That'd be a fun thing to do. So yeah,
normally we're on Facebook Live. We decided that we're going to do Periscope today. Hopefully pretty soon we're going to be doing both. And maybe eventually we'll even be doing Instagram Live as well.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what we could do. We're trying our best to get it all figured out.
And thanks everybody for bearing with us. You know, Happy New Year and all that.
Happy New Year.
We hope you did enjoy our news.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys did stick with us throughout this podcast, we do thank you very much. Do leave some feedback. If you guys loved it, let us know. If you guys hate it, let us know. Any feedback is good feedback for us.
Yep.
So I think that's all we have for you guys today, right?
That's all we have for you guys.
Okay. So as always, we are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we have one simple message for you as we sign off. That's stay nerdy, boys.